Hi, I'm Dermot McConkey of Dermot McConkey Development and Training Limited. If you're with us for the first time today and you haven't had a chance to listen in to our first podcast, we're here today as part of a Stay Local, Borrow Local, Spend Local campaign that 24 Dublin credit unions are promoting, encouraging people to stay and spend locally as we emerge from the last few difficult months. In our first episode, we discussed people's finances and how they feel about loans, repayments, and financial worries post-COVID. In this episode, we're going to focus more specifically on the borrowing local aspect, specifically borrowing from your local credit union and why some people never even consider talking to their local credit union when looking for a loan. So to help me to tackle those myths around credit union loans are Alan Roach from Heritage Credit Union, Garrett Byrne from Capital Credit Union, Susan Lynch from Black Raven Credit Union, and Sean Nolan, who's from Phibsborough Credit Union. You're all very welcome. Okay, so let's look at the myths. The one myth, I suppose, that jumps out at me straight away is, you know, if you can only join a credit union if a member of your family is in the credit union. Is that true?
That may have been a common perception going back, but no, anybody can become a member of a credit union once they live in the common bond or work in the common bond in, well, for our credit union, Phibsborough and District Credit Union. I think that's similar to most credit unions.
And you say common bond, Sean, what do you mean by that?
Common bond is a kind of an area mapped out, agreed and kind of signed off in central bank that we work within the confines of a particular area. It's a mapped out area. Most credit unions it would have this. And we all agreed to abide by that common bond.
I see. Okay. So if I moved house to another area, happens?
No, we don't ask you to leave if you've moved your common bond. You can remain in the credit union.
Okay, because if I build a relationship with you, presumably
absolutely,
I'd like to stay
with
you.
We want to continue that relationship.
I see. Okay. So, Susan, if I could come to you, the second myth that sort of comes to my mind is that it can be difficult to get a loan from a credit union, paperwork and so on. Is that true? Is that fair?
Well, as Sean spoke about relationships there, credit unions take pride in building up relationships with their members. We are regulated institutions, regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland. We do have to comply with all, you know, all of the necessary regulations, but we really like to, you know, make it as easy as possible for our members. We've lots of different avenues where you can apply for a loan. So you can apply, you can phone in, you can email, you can apply online. We're very much about member service and facilitating members. So what I would say is, like, if you have any doubts or any concerns, like, ring your credit union, talk to them, discuss your plans, give them the chance to, you know, even if you're considering the bank, give them the chance to quote for the loan, see what the interest rate is like, see what benefits there are, and do your comparison and, you know, see what's best for you.
And is it possible to get a loan without actually calling into the credit union?
It is actually, yeah, because we can do everything online now. Like with COVID, obviously, things have changed and yeah, we can do everything online.
Well, I suppose younger people would much prefer that because they're so much into technology. I prefer the face-to-face meeting myself.
Well, that's what we have. We do it like over the phone and online or in person.
Okay. Well, Garrett, another myth that you have to have a credit union account for a long time to qualify for a loan. Is that still relevant?
No, absolutely no. No, it shouldn't be. It's again, as Sean said, there's a perception out there that this is the case. But no, I mean, personally, from our point of view in Capital, you can join and apply for a loan at the exact same time. And as Susan said, you can do all that online now as well. So you can join online. We'll give you a ring back within an hour. You'll have your account number. You apply for your loan there and then. It's not about, I suppose it's what you can afford to repay from our point of view. If you can prove to us that you can repay that loan, then we're not going to wait to give it to you. We want to give it to you, the loan to you, you know.
And what occurs to me, Garrett, is that 10 years ago in the downturn, people were given loans that shouldn't have been given loans.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're conscious of that.
Oh, we're very conscious of that. So, I mean, the expertise we have in our loans officers will be able to spot if, hold on, we need to take a few minutes to have a look at this or take a little while to have a look at this. Or maybe we do need to set up some sort of plan with the person so that they can prove to us that they can repay it.
I see.
But okay. if we're happy with the member and we're happy with their ability to repay the loan, then we're going to give it to them.
Okay, so next one, you have to have 3 times your amount in savings before you qualify for a loan. Is that true, Alan?
No, absolutely not. I think that's, Dermot, one of the common misconceptions. And it's like Gareth said there, the primary metric that we're looking at, or the primary thing that we look at, is can you afford to repay the loan? And that's what we're all about. It's responsible lending. Okay, so you spoke about the downturn and people having loans that weren't sustainable and they couldn't pay 10 or 11 years ago. And that's what we're trying to avoid now. And I think we've seen it probably in the last 12 or 13 weeks where people have run into temporary difficulty with what's been going on in the country. And I think the evidence of the more responsible lending or the better lending that all institutions have been doing is coming into play there, that we can put in sustainable solutions to get people over the short term. But in terms of the amount that you have in savings, that's important with some loans and depending on the type of borrower and things like that. So we have a range of types of people who borrow, you know, a couple of grand a couple of times a year for various different purposes. And that might be 2 or 3 times what they have in their savings. And then we have the newer type members who come in and they might have a small amount of their savings, but they might need 60,000 to build an extension. So it's really about what you can afford to repay.
Okay, I was talking to 2 people yesterday about telling them that I was doing the podcast today, and one of the things that was mentioned is that it can take ages for the credit union to come back and let you know if you've been approved for the loan. That fair?
It's not fair. I'd say, again, it's a common misconception. The majority of our loans, once we have the right paperwork, are approved on the same day. Okay. Wow, so okay. And certainly within 24 hours.
And is that different than what it would have been, say, 5 or 10 years ago?
It's different probably to even what it would have been 3 or 4 years ago, I'd imagine. So, and it's... we're able to get paperwork and documentation from people now much quicker than we used to be able to. So people can now upload their documents on our websites, they can email them into us, things like that. And as soon as we've got the information, then we act on it straight away.
But is it only small loans? Like my memory sort of says that years ago it was Father Murphy on the committee, Mr. Jones, the local principal in the school, and maybe the local gym master, whatever, would decide whether Fred got his 350 quid. To go on holidays to Benidorm. Is that still the case?
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with small loans per se. We give loans out for, I suppose, holidays, cars, even part-type mortgage-type loan applications. So, no, I don't think it's fair to say that we just cater for the small loans. But in saying that, I would like to think that we're always there for the people who need the small loans.
Okay.
That's the reason I got involved in Credit Unions.
I was talking to a girl yesterday, she's a good friend of mine, and she's in the training industry, and God love her, she got breast cancer and she's having reconstructive surgery,
right?
Which people might have giggled about years ago, and now I say it's going to give her life back. And the loan, obviously, for the operation is quite expensive. Is that true? Credit unions would help people with dental implants or whatever? Is that true?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you don't have to have a specific purpose for a loan. And like, once it helps a member and they have the ability to repay, like, it's fine. You know, we don't really focus on the purpose. And like, it's quite private if somebody's going for something like that. So you don't need to disclose the reason. You can just say it's for something miscellaneous and, you know, that's fine.
Excellent.
So it's very private.
So in terms of limitations, what size of loan can somebody get? Does it depend on each circumstance?
It depends on each individual, and it obviously depends as well on the size of the credit union, because there are limits, like going back to central bank regulations, you know, right. We are prohibited from, you know, larger lending. And it would be only the very big credit unions that would be doing mortgages, for example. But smaller loans, going back to what Sean said, they are the lifeblood of the credit union. And it can often be very cost effective for the member, because our rates are very competitive, especially on the smaller loans. You'll find a lot of bank loans, you know, the rate is higher for smaller loans.
Okay, smaller loans. Yeah, I can understand that. I have one here, Gareth, that someone gave me. I have a credit union account, but I can't do anything online. It's so old fashioned. Is that fair? Is that reasonable, would you say?
No. Again, no. I mean, we have a fully functional online facility. It's there for everything that you need an online service for.
And is it mobile? Like, if I have my mobile phone?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Everything is.
I mean, I mean, it has to be. That's the thing. I mean, the competition out there these days is that we just have to keep up with the competition, you know, and stay ahead where we can, you know.
But if an older person like me wants to come in and sit down and chat to you,
you're always welcome. You know, everyone is always welcome. And that's where we do, I suppose, stand out from the banks. And I think that's recognised that we welcome the interaction with members.
Okay.
But you have other options. You have the online facility. You can give us a call or anything like that, you know.
Okay.
So there is other avenues, other mediums that you can get in touch with us, but the door is always open.
Well, and you said something that was very interesting to me there, that, I'm older and I'm thinking about what happens if I pop my clogs tomorrow. The credit union are different there regarding their loans. What's the situation exactly?
Yeah, and I think that's one of the key differences in the credit union, is that 99% of our loans are insured in the event that you do pass away with the loan still outstanding, that amount that's left doesn't fall due to your estate or to your family. That's cleared off by an insurance, and that's at no additional cost to you. You're not paying for that insurance. The credit union pays for that as part of their ongoing expenses to run the credit union.
Right, okay. You've reminded me of something else. Is it possible, for example, to have maybe two loans overlapping at the same time?
Speaking from myself as a member for 20, 30 odd years with Phibsborough District Credit Union, I think I may have had many overlapping loans in the years gone by. At one time, I think I had two different loans overlapping at two different interest rates. And I think a lot of credit unions would offer that facility.
That's very interesting. So, like, you weren't, when you took out another loan, they hiked it back up again?
In our credit union, like many other credit unions, they have different category of loans, and the different category carries a different interest rate. So a car loan would attract a rate of X, a holiday loan would attract a different rate. And so you could have those two loans running side by side with two different interest rates.
And the maximum length of loan, how far can I stretch a loan out to?
I think you can have a loan out as far as 10 years, but that would be kind of the far end. We'd normally have ours averaging out around five.
Well, that's five good, years. That gives people plenty of time to.
Yeah.
Excellent. And I've heard a lot of people say that online banking is very difficult to use. Now, I know anyone listening to this would say, I'll expect a credit union person to say that. But I suppose the question really is, are you easier to deal with?
I think it's very member friendly. And the good thing about credit union, and I know in my own credit union, Black Raven, we have staff dedicated to, you know, talking to members that, you know, have a problem with access. So basically, somebody might have a problem putting in their PIN or their passcode. But we'll get an email saying, you know, that account has been suspended. They can get through to a member of staff, you know, immediately. That'll walk them through the process. That'll be able to see in the background what's going wrong. So there's none of this going, you know, staying on hold, waiting for somebody for 24 hours. So we really want people to, you know, like the service, use the service. So we're very focused on making it, you know, handy and smooth.
Yeah, it really is a bugbear for people. Anybody who's been onto a government department and been hanging on for 20 minutes, half an hour, and then it clicks off, it's just so irritating. So that's good to hear. I notice you have a great initiative. A number of credit unions are running a campaign, which is Stay Local, Borrow Local and Spend Local. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I suppose, to encourage the member and encourage the community, I suppose, to support the community itself, you know. That if we can get the loan from the credit union and use it in the local shop if you need, or whatever the need of it is, it just helps. It helps that community, you know, and it helps the wider economy, I suppose, you know. So it's a really good initiative, really good campaign that we hope people get on board with. And, you know, it's about, I suppose, supporting one another during COVID. And this is the way. So the shopkeeper gets, you know, gets some business. The credit union gives a loan out to support that business, and you know, it all comes around.
So it's a staycation idea, if you like, for loans.
Pretty much, you know, it is,
and it's the area.
Yeah.
And the borrow local, obviously, is to go and support your local credit union, who've been there for you or the local business, and you want their support. So, can you tell us a bit more about your beliefs on borrow local?
Welcome.
Yeah, I suppose just to echo what Gareth said, it is really important. Credit unions are the lifeblood of many of the communities in which they operate, both from serving people who maybe can't get the same kind of service from the mainstream banks, from supporting local community groups with sponsorship and things like that. But the same way that credit unions are the lifeblood of the community, loans are the lifeblood of the credit union. So without loans, we can't remain sustainable. And some of the others have spoken about, you know, that there's we're there for all of our members, whether they want the small loan for 300 or 400 euro because their cooker has gone and they just don't have the cash readily available to replace it, or whether they need the bigger loan to build an extension, or indeed, you know, as some credit unions are starting to get into mortgages and things like that. And it's something that in Heritage we've only started in the last kind of year or two, but it's just starting to meet a different need that our members have. Maybe some members who just can't get a loan from a bank for whatever reason. It doesn't mean that they're a bad member or they're a bad credit risk. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't lend them money,
okay,
but they just don't fall within very prescribed parameters that the banks have.
Okay.
And so the campaign that the credit unions have come together to get involved in, I think, is hugely important. I think all of us, I know myself over the last number of weeks, have started buying things locally in my own community that maybe I wouldn't have done before, that maybe I would have done, you know, when I was out on the way home from work and bought it somewhere else. But instead of going to one of the bigger chains, I'm starting to go to the local hardware to buy things, stuff like that. And that's what we're trying to encourage, is just to keep the communities alive.
And a very interesting statistic I heard recently is that for every 10 euros you spend in a locality, it generates 40 in the greater community through employment and shops and jobs and so on. And that's a great fact, really.
I wasn't aware of that fact, to be honest.
No, somebody said it to me the other day, and I just thought it was an amazing point. That, like, it quadruples.
Yeah.
So if you spend 10 or in an area, it generates 40 in terms of value in ongoing employment and support to other people.
Well, just like on the point of to, you know, borrow local, for me, it's to get the members to borrow full stop. And I always make the comparison. I've got two teenagers at home, and my two teenagers are all about Revolut and easy, quick access to funds. And I have to immerse them, or my job is to immerse them in, listen, I give my time to a co-op, which is the credit union. It does X, Y, and Z. Why not consider that for a loan for your bike or for whatever? They're getting part-time jobs now. So they're going to start. Up to now, they've used the credit union as a place to save. The money goes in there and it's kind of left there. They're not really aware of the next stage. They're only coming to that now. So it's my job to, I suppose, teach them to be able to use the facilities of FIBS for credit union. It's there for them, but I'm trying to bring them back from going to the next step to a bank. I want them to be able to appreciate what the credit union cooperative offers them.
I see.
But that's a whole learning curve I have. That's my mission. If I can get these two teenagers to look at the credit union and think about it as an alternative, well, then my job is done.
Yeah, very good. I think you've allayed a lot of the myths there. Before we finish today, is there anything else anybody else would say about the initiative, the drive to stay local, borrow local, and spend local?
There is this perception of the credit union as being this kind of stuffy, maybe old-fashioned place, this place where, I think you mentioned Father Murphy earlier on, but this place where you have to go in and be interrogated before you get a small loan, and that's not it. And just the same as, I think, one of the things, or one of the messages that we'd certainly love to get out there is that holistic thing that the credit union brings. So we're now at the stage, from a technology point of view, where you can go onto your laptop at home, you can apply for a loan, you can submit your documents, you can get your approval, you can get a message back to say your loan has been approved, and you can digitally sign your documents, and the funds will wing their way to your account without you ever having to come in the door. And that's great, and that suits a certain kind of member. But we're also there 100% for the people who still want to come in and still want to do it over the counter. And we're never going to change that. We're not going to drive people solely to the online. But we recognise that a certain portion of our membership want that online service. And then the other side of it is that even with the online service, when you phone in, as Susan said, you're not getting through to a call centre in some remote business park. You're getting through to a staff member in the credit union who you've probably dealt with over the counter before.
Yeah.
And that's the thing.
I know, as somebody who's getting a bit older now, that people still value the face-to-face relationship. And sadly, in a lot of banks, I know the local bank here, one of my best friends is the area manager, and he had 25 staff. And now there's much more reduced staff numbers and a number of machines. And for older people, I think they find it very intimidating. Older people are often afraid to use a mobile phone in case they hit a button and lose money, because we hear about scams all the time. So I think the service you offer is very exceptional and different. But look, guys, thank you very much for being here today. I hope people have learned a lot from your the information you've given here today. There were a lot of myths about credit unions, and obviously you've changed and you've moved with the times. And I think the initiative is fantastic. The stay local, the borrow local and spend local. I think if local communities did that, it would really help the economy to get back on its feet and obviously help support businesses to keep staff employed. So until the next time, thanks for listening.